This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Searching for foreboding when the stock market is seen as quiet, too quiet. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. A key index of stock market volatility is running at around 12 this morning, less than a third of what it was this time last year when market players were obsessing about China. Somebody at the Wall Street Journal got assigned to write about nothing, resulting in the headline this morning, quote, "It's getting scarily quiet in the market." Julie Neiman, Smith Moore & Company analyst, can you imagine that?
David, it is nothing. This is August 23rd, and it's going to be very quiet right in through Labor Day. This happens every single year as the last shot at vacation comes up, back to school, you name it. Trading really drops off at the end of the month, and this is just a seasonal thing, and it is quiet, but it's not eerie.
Now, you were away last week, but not on vacation. You were in Colorado. I think it was an oil industry conference, right?
My 21st oil and gas conference there. Every year we go to find out what everybody's drilling prospects are, what the lending prospects are, and just kind of get a reading on what's going to happen with the oil markets. And honestly, no good news to come out of that. You're going to continue to see another couple of years here of the whole oil and gas area rationalizing, meaning continuing to collapse. You're going to see a lot of shakeout of a lot of U.S. producers continuing here. Inventories are going to stay high for the next couple of years. So this very slow progress of recovery is going to take a couple of years here. Good news for American consumers, you're going to have nice, low gasoline prices and fuel prices for some time to come.
All right, Julie Neiman at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Thank you.
You bet.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama will soon be that state's only health insurance provider for 160,000 people using Obamacare. Blue Cross is pushing for large rate hikes for next year. Other states as well, according to data from the Kaiser Family Foundation. From Birmingham, Gigi Duban reports.
Brian Cobble does marketing for a small realty firm. The company doesn't offer benefits, so he's had to buy his own. And it has never been cheap. Last year, he bought a gold plan for him and his son. That cost him about $500 a month.
And then this year, it had gone up so much that I actually jumped to a silver plan with higher deductibles.
Cobble's insurance company, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, wants to increase premiums an average of 39% on individual plans.
For me, that's about $200 more a month. So, I mean, I can't really go down much more.
People in cities like Nashville and Baltimore will also see double-digit premium increases next year. Cynthia Cox of the Kaiser Family Foundation says many health insurance companies are finding the premiums they initially set aren't covering costs.
Insurance companies had very little information to work with, and it seems that some guessed right, some guessed wrong.
But even as many premiums across the country have stayed flat or went up a little bit, this year is different.
This is, you know, a much faster rise in premiums this year relative to what we've seen in the past few years.
Alabama's is one of the biggest increases in the country. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama didn't agree to an interview, but emailed a statement that said many of its new members are, quote, less healthy than we expected and are using a high volume of expensive medical services, end quote. The Alabama Department of Insurance is reviewing feedback from consumers through the fall. Mark Fowler, the department's chief of staff, says the agency probably won't flat out reject the rate increase.
We may wind up working with the insurer to make some adjustments in the rates and plans.
He says one goal is to protect consumers. Another is to make sure the health insurance companies stay solvent. As of next year, Blue Cross and Blue Shield will be the only option in Alabama. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
There's news two big auto parts suppliers are teaming up on self-driving car systems so that someday a manufacturer could bolt in a package of ready-made parts to make a car or truck robotic. Delphi, the former General Motors subsidiary, and Mobileye of Israel are now partners. Now, if you want coffee, you can go to Starbucks, or you can go to the less focus-grouped local coffee place that's been there forever. If your Macintosh broke in New York, you could go to the Apple Store or a place on 23rd Street here called TechServe. Idiosyncratic, but they got the job done. Past tense, TechServe has just closed its retail operation, co-founder Dick Dominus.
We fell in love with the first Mac and bought the first Mac. It was a very exciting time. Today, I'm a little melancholy. The computers have turned into appliances. The good side is computers now work quite reliably. You don't need upgrades. You don't need to change get a new computer every year. Of course, it's not that good for business, as we found out. And it takes some of the fun out of it. But I think that's, you know, that's the path of a lot of technology.
TechServe was a place like nowhere else where Dominus and the gang collected weird electronic stuff. 1 hour from now, the TechServe collection goes up for live auction.
This is Auction Central, and to the left over here we have the Mac Museum, which is a collection of Macintoshes that I've mostly collected over the years from yard sales, flea markets, even some auctions, and there are about 35 Macs here, and they represent that timeline of the history of Macintosh.
Not just vintage Macs are being auctioned off in just a bit. Old-timey microphones and radios from FM to shortwave, a Braille display processor, a couple robots in there, my favorite item, an Instructograph Morse code instruction machine with a reel of paper tape. There's a link at marketplacetech.org. Dominus and his colleagues were veterans of New York public station WBAI, who started TechServe in 1987, the year the Macintosh SE came out. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.